COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. I just smoked a fresh bowl of catnip sauce from the folks of Eight Horses Hemp. So far, I'm feeling slightly drowsy. Even though Eight Horses said this was more of like an uplifting sort of strain, I feel like a slight sense of drowsiness and my body feels slightly heavier. So again, I mean, this goes to show you how individualized all medicine in general is, and cannabinoid medicine as well. There's no one size fits all to medicine, despite people trying to make it seem like there is, despite people saying you have to take this one treatment or you are locked out of society, regardless of whether your body is compatible with it or it would cause complications in your case. There's no one size fits all. We have to be mindful that what medicine that can benefit me might end up killing you, or what would kill you, what would kill me would save your life. We have to be mindful of that. So again, I mean, more of a sort of indica dominant leaning hybrid for me, even though they said it was more of a sativa. And something else that's very notable about catnip sauce from Eight Horses is that this has 5% CBC. Like, that's practically unheard of in most other strains, but this one has a whopping 5% CBC. And it shows, because I feel from the time I had the first inhalation from smoking it,
I felt very euphoric right off the bat, right away. I felt very good right away. I think CBC acts like a compound that promotes bliss for me while making me more on the tired side. So I do think that that's why I feel like drowsy, even though this is more of an uplifting strain. I think that's just the way my body reacts to CBC. But we're gonna vaporize this particular strain, so bear with us just one moment. We're gonna take a quick and brief commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
And we're back. So this does kick. I'm feeling a lot of the same effects I felt smoking it when vaping it. I'm still feeling that heaviness. Like, again, they said that this is a uplifting strain, but I think that CBC that's there, the 5% CBC, I think it's really doing a number on me, because I feel tired. I do. I'm feeling a bit on the drowsy side. Do I feel knocked out entirely? No, I don't. But I definitely feel very mellow, and I definitely feel I'm definitely leaning on the tired side right now. But overall, this is solid stuff from the folks of Eight Horses Hemp. So again, mileage may vary. This may hit you like a sativa, like intended, if you get it. But with my body chemistry, it's more of an indica. It's more of a strain for relaxation and sleep. But again, mileage may vary. But overall, this is solid stuff through and through from the folks of Eight Horses Hemp. In terms of both smoking and vaporization, both scores are very, very consistent. For smoking, I gave the appearance a 4.6. I gave flavor and aroma both 4.7s, and I gave effects a 5. And for vaporization, same sort of deal. So overall, I'm going to give this particular flower from Eight Horse Hemp 4.766 total score. So this is solid stuff from the folks of Eight Horses Hemp. And I believe they have smalls of this particular strain. So you can get a ounce of this for under $40. So if you have the ability to get it, I would highly recommend you do so. But enough from me. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, or other platforms like it. You could find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa, on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/Greg/C
H-T-T-P-S:// Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% off ISO, 15% off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.